Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Faith for Families. We're in the middle of a great series about faith and prayer. Kind of two religious words, but they're the most powerful words you're ever going to have. As a father of six kids, my wife and I realized some two of the most important things we've ever told our kids. And of course, we've taught seminars for years on family, parenting, marriage, money, everything to do with the home, because God loves the family. God's redeeming the family. But we thought, you know, if there was only just a few things I could share with you that's real important in your life, I need you to do the rest of your life, we'd put faith and prayer at the top, because Hebrews says, without faith, you do not please God. And you really want to please God. You want to hear a well done, thou good and faithful servant when you get to heaven. Without faith, 1 Peter says, you can't whip the devil. The only thing the devil cannot handle is your faith. It's like the sword of the spirit, man, the shield of faith. He can't handle that. So faith is real critical. And then prayer is asking God on behalf of whatever you're going through. God says, I know what you need before you ask, but I need you to ask. Prayer is not a religious thing you do. It's a legal thing you do. So we're going through this thing. If I could only give you two things before you leave my house, but I never saw you again, I'm going to give you two things that will change your life and will save you about 90% of the time. Number one, keep your faith built up, because there's levels of faith. Great faith, little faith, no faith, small faith, some faith. Keep your faith built up. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Number two, pray without ceasing, the Bible says. You need to pray all the time. You don't have to bow your head or light a candle or hum a hymn or wait till Sunday morning. You can pray when you mow the grass, do the dishes. You can pray all the time. Just pray and talk to God. He knows what you need before you ask. Anyhow, he just needs you to ask. So Jesus said, whatever things you ask the Father in my name, he's going to do it. So we need to pray more. We need to get our faith more. So this is the second part. Today it's just kind of like on faith itself. So I'm going to read you the famous scripture out of Hebrews 11:1. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It reads a little bit different. It says this, faith. Now watch this, because this is real important. This is kind of like the cornerstone scripture. Faith is the confidence that we have. Watch this now. Faith is the confidence. What is confidence? I know it. What is faith? I know it. Will you see it? No, but I know it. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for is going to happen. You see it? No. You feel it? No. But I know it's going to happen. Why? God said so. I believe him. Faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the confidence, the evidence. Like God says, I'm going to do this if you'll trust me. Jesus always asks, you believe this? Then he goes and he talks about this. It gives us, people talk about, well, hope. You know, hope is the foundation of faith. It is the bottom line of all things. You got to have hope. Faith is built on hope. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. You lose hope, you're in trouble. Hopeless people, that's what we're talking about. The hopelessness, it's not good. It gives us assurance about the thing that we're asking for. Hope, faith. I got to have faith, God. It's the evidence of things I don't see. I believe it because you said it. You said you'd save me if I believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that he died and you raised him from the dead. If I believe that in my heart, confess that with my mouth, I will be saved. If thou believest in your heart, confess with your mouth, Jesus is the Son of God, you shall be saved. How do you get saved? You believe something and you said something. You believe something. How'd you get saved? You believe something and you said something. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for you and God raised him from the dead, if you believe that in your heart and you confess that with your mouth, you will be saved. How did you get that miracle? The greatest miracle of all miracles is getting saved, being taken out of the kingdom of darkness, delivered from the devil's power, getting saved, living forever in heaven with God. How'd you get there? I believed something and I said it. My faith, my confession, it was like my faith and my prayer. I believed something, I said something. I believed something, I said something. It's not a cult. It's Bible. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. It's Bible, and people just don't want to read the Bible. So I tell my kids, whatever you're believing for, a job, a raise, your family, your marriage, you got to start finding out what God said about it. What's God's will? We prayed on, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus taught us how to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What is God's will? It's in the Bible. Well, that's why God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I can't pray my need. God watches over his word, not my need. So I need to be reading my Bible on a regular basis. You know, I'll go back to Joshua 1:8. If I meditate in it, I'll prosper and have good success. I know what the will of God is about this. If I don't, I'll start finding out. I'll search. I'll ask a question. I need at least two or three scriptures. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the thing is established. God, what have you promised me? If I find three scriptures, it's mine. It's a done deal. I have confidence. My faith has just been built up. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Where'd your faith come from? Hearing this, and I better be listening to it on a regular basis. You know, if somebody followed me around for 24 hours, and I've given 23 hours to the media and 1 hour to God, my math's a little messed up. And listen, I tell people all the time, I'm a normal person. I got a big screen TV. Got my own video library back there in my house. Got good movies we watch. We love to hang out, pop popcorn, love to go to the lake and swim and water ski. You know, we love to have fun. We're normal people. But we know something. Faith better be strong. You better be reading the word on a regular basis. You better be building your faith. That why? Because the devil's attracted to weakness. He walks about as a roaring lion seeking him and may devour. I need to keep my faith built up. So faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the substance and the evidence of what? God said it, it's going to happen. Well, I don't see it. I don't care. God said it, it's going to happen. I believe God. Against all hope, I believe in hope. Just like Abraham, man, when his wife's womb was dead and he couldn't produce any babies, the father of our faith, Abraham, believed. And a year later, that baby popped out. And it shouldn't have. They were too old to have a baby. But they believed what God said. You're going to have seeds, the stars of heaven, the sands of the sea. And the father of our faith, Abraham, believed that. You know, Abraham wasn't a Jew. He was a Gentile. There were no Jews. Jews come from the term Judah, the tribe of Judah. Abraham was a man that believed God. I believe what God said. Well, look at you. It's impossible. No, I believe what God said. Well, that's impossible. No, I believe what God said. I have faith. It's not foolishness. It's faith. It's based on what God said. Now, what I want to do here is give you this. And if you got a pencil and piece of paper, you might write these down. These are the things I did for our family years ago. I put together just what I call faith scriptures because, well, I don't even know what it is. Well, let's see how much God had to say about it because God said a lot about faith. I go back to the original Hebrews 11:1, without faith, I don't please him. I got that. You go all the way down to verse 6, I need to please God. I need faith. It's the substance. It's the evidence. It's real. It's tangible. It's real. It's not a wish. Well, I hope it happens. No, it's real. God promised it. It's going to happen. So look at these scriptures. I like this right here. We'll go through these. Start off with Romans 4:19. It says, be not weak in faith. Verse 20, referring to Abraham, that he was strong in faith. Against hope, he believed in hope. Why? Well, there's no way we can have a baby. Even if you could get pregnant, I can't produce a baby. I don't work anymore. You don't work anymore. We're beyond the childbearing years. No, God said, no. I said, you're going to have a baby. And they believed it. Abraham believed it. He started telling me, hey, I'm going to have a baby. You ignorant old man. But a year later, that baby popped out. Whoa, that's something. Why? Faith works. It does produce. 2 Corinthians 8:7 says we should abound in faith. 1 Timothy 1:4 says give heed to godly edifying in faith. In other words, pay attention to what builds your faith. Builds your faith, feed on it. If it tears you down, don't feed on it. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Watch what you feed on. Watch what you read, watch, and listen to. You know, I remember one time I grew up on country music and bluegrass. In East Tennessee, I loved old bluegrass music. But every now and then, we get some songs that didn't say anything too good. You know, like, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. That may be funny, but, you know, you sing that long enough, we shut our whole plant down because we love singing that song. We shouldn't have sung that song. I like my job. I don't want to shove it. I want to keep it. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things that be not as though they are. Faith is a really, 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 really fascinating and important subject. So look at this. 1 Timothy 2:7 says, teach in faith. What? Teach in faith. Believe they're going to listen. Believe they're going to hear it. You got to teach in faith. Look, it says right here, 1 Timothy 2:15, continue in faith. 1 Timothy 4:12, be an example in faith. 2 Timothy 1:13 says, hold fast, sound words in faith. Titus 2:2, be sound in faith. Hebrews 11:13, some died in faith. James 1:6 says, ask in faith. James 2:5, be rich in faith. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, faith grows exceedingly. So faith doesn't stay the same. You can have great faith, little faith, no faith, growing faith or dying faith. Where's faith come from? Faith comes by hearing him by the word of God. You're supposed to read your Bible. You don't get a gold star. You build your faith up. Faith pleases God, scares the devil. That's why you want to have faith. It's not a religious thing. It's a legal thing. Oh, my goodness, that's so good. 2 Thessalonians 3:2 says, all men have not faith. Well, now that's astounding. What does that mean? Some men don't believe. Some are atheists. They don't even believe God exists. They think this just popped out one day. The whole world just exploded, and here we are. It's amazing that you got faith to believe that. That's what's funny sometimes. James 2:20, faith without works is dead. It means if you believe, you need to start moving. You can believe something and say it and sing it, but eventually you got to get up and put some works to it. You know, you got to start acting like it's true. No, God, I believe it's true. I believe it's true. 1 Timothy 1:9, hold on to faith. Philippians 1:25 talks about the joy of faith. Galatians 6:10 talks about we are of the household of faith. 1 John 5:4 says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. What overcomes the world? Our faith. What is it? I believe what God said. Well, I can't believe what God said if I don't know what he said. I need to be reading my Bible. I'm telling you, guys, I've told my kids, guys, I can't follow around and make you. Now, I taught them as a kid, you know, they had a daily devotional Bible. Read something. Well, I don't feel like it. I don't care what you feel like. Put something in. You put gas in your car tank, don't you? Because if you don't, you're not going anywhere. You're going to lose power. You need to feed on the Word of God on a regular basis. Romans 1:17 says we live by faith. Romans 3:27 talks about the law of faith. Ephesians 4:13 talks about the unity of faith. It brings unity. Romans 5:1 says we're justified by faith. Then Mark 11:23 and 24, Jesus said, have faith in God. Or one translation says, have the faith of God. Now Jesus is saying, have the faith of God. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. No, that's incredible. If I believe what I say is coming to pass, then why would I believe it? God said it. God said we'll be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. He'd supply all of our needs. You believe that? Yes. What about the economy? I can't help that. I believe what God says. I believe we're going to be blessed. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. What are you talking about? The faith of God. You know, God spoke the planet into existence before there was a planet. He spoke the heavens into existence before there were any. He spoke it before it long existed. If we're made in the image of God, we get to do the same thing. We've got to start saying what God says about our life. But you got to find out what it is, and why you got to read the Word of God, believe that it exists. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9 says, resist the devil steadfast in the faith. What was the devil? Faith. What pleases God? Faith. What gets me blessed? Faith. Might want to learn something about it. Faith's real important. I told my kids, if I don't give you another thing in your life, faith and prayer. You get your faith built up, you pray every day, life's going to go pretty good most of the time. Oh, there'll be opposition, but I promise you, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Where do you get victory? Faith. I don't care how negative a report I just got, faith is going to get me there. I believe what God said, not what I just saw, what I heard. It's so good. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.